again, if you're ever interested in where any of these communities are, please ask, and I'm happy to put them out on the map.
Our next applicant is the Lee Chow Ping Dance of Madison. Take a look at the work sample first.
We have two of them. They have images and video link. Can you look at this?
It's video. We all saw the images, right?
We should all have seen the video as well.
I know, but I mean...
But I mean, yeah, I think that's a good default bail at this point. If there's an option for these performing arts groups.
Tessa, would you like to begin the review?
Lee Chow Ping Dance served to support, produce, and promote original, inventive, and thought-provoking contemporary choreography. Their philosophy is to improve health, expand knowledge, understanding, and acceptance, mentor, enrich, train, integrate, share, inspire. And through their concept of dancing through life. It's a smaller organization with an average budget of a little over $42,000. LCPD produced 2 to 3 full-length professional programs a year locally. They also perform throughout the U.S., including recent performances at the Breaking Ground Festival in Arizona. They also tour the U.S. with full-length concert programs. Most recent was the multimedia work about immigration called Landed. They serve a wide range of Dane County residents from K-12 students to senior adults through a variety of educational programming and their annual week-long summer dance camp and intensive for pre-professional dancers, youth, and community members. They pay their artists, the company dancers, designers, guest artists, and artist collaborators. There are 6 members on the board. Some of their strengths are consistent, well-qualified admin support. And also in-kind donation that includes rehearsal space and instructional space. Some weaknesses are turnover in the administrative support, audience development, and fostering professional dancers' growth. Opportunities include education programming growth. Challenges include lack of dance in the Dane County community. Their impact is they create dance that is imaginative, fun, thoughtful, entertaining, and innovative. Their productions often engage the community. They contribute to the overall quality of life. Evaluation includes audience feedback, audience and student feedback, comments on social media, critical reviews, surveys, and unsolicited letters. I think this application was very clear and easy to read.
Maggie, your thoughts?
I echo what she said, that they have 2 to 3 full-length professional performances. They perform in traditional spaces like the Overture Center, where they're a resident organization, and non-traditional performance spaces. They have a unique key concept of dancing through life, where they have intergenerational programs, everything from young students to a program for older adults called Laughing Bodies, Dancing Minds, where they engage them in the creative process. The artistic director is a well-known choreographer with a national reputation. She has an impressive background. Apparently, she's on the faculty at the university here, and their work incorporates community members. They do work with a consistent team of artistic collaborators, which include a lighting designer, photographer, graphic designer. They have partnerships with the Madison Senior Center, the Studio Farm, which is in Oregon, the University Dance Department, which gives them rehearsal and classroom spaces. They have veteran company members who provide continuity and leadership, but I noticed that their staff listing only shows the artistic director. There were no other dancers listed, so that was kind of, couldn't quite understand that. They also had seemingly contradictory statements about having consistent administrative support, and yet somewhere else they mentioned having constant administrative turnover. So that kind of conflicted, didn't quite understand that they do have one part-time staff member right now. The Dancing on the Ceiling presents performance opportunity for older female dancers. I thought it was really positive about them that they do include such a wide base of, in their performances, older female dancers, the senior and physically limited community. They have a summer camp, an intensive program for pre-professionals, performances for K-12 group. And so they definitely, inclusivity is a hallmark for them. In terms of evaluations, the artistic director does plan the season with input from the staff, board, mentors, colleagues, and artists. They look at audience and student feedback to evaluate their programs. They look at Facebook posts, critical reviews, and letters. Their organizational plan basically outlined their short-term performance and education schedule, not much else. What I would have liked to have seen is more information about the programming in the schools. They briefly mentioned it in the narrative, but it wasn't elaborated anywhere else. And I would have liked to have seen more information about the audience impact. They have a lot of programs. I assume that the audiences are growing, but it wasn't specifically stated. Also, I thought, I was really interested in this application, this being one of the few contemporary dance programs amongst the sea of ballet companies. I thought that, and knowing the difficulties that contemporary dance faces, I thought that artistically, they had a strong proposal.
And when you say artistically they have a strong proposal, do you mean the work samples that they submitted, or?
No, I mean in terms of the programs that they present, the inclusivity, the broad range of community members that they involve.
In their
right,
productions.
So they're bringing dance to the community.
Great, thank you.
Other comments?
There's some indication here that they tour extensively around the country, and the budget seemed to me relatively small to be able to do that. I didn't quite understand how that worked.
I would echo confusion on the budget. This was the most unique of this. I mean, obviously, you guys are going to get tired of me talking about the numbers, but it was very unique to me in that almost 90% of the income is in kind.
Did the box description make sense to you on that one? So how they're including Lee Chopping's.
Yes.
All the money that she receives. Okay.
Yeah, I understood where it was coming from. I just felt in some ways for some of the metrics that I'm looking at, mm-hmm. it really skewed things in how much of that was provided through this relationship. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily a positive or a negative comment. It's just it's something that really threw me personally. That said, I loved the outreach to the senior center and the program for older dancers. Their board is really quite small and specialized, but they are indeed highly specialized to what they're trying to do. But I just got thrown with what the description of what was going on was and what the budget looked like to me. And it may have caused some misconception on my part that I had to wade through.
I wondered whether this was truly a dance company or whether it was, you know, Lee Chopping, and whether she's the one that's doing all the touring and the, you know, going across the country with maybe another dancer. Because, as I said, in the bios, she was the only one that was listed as a dancer. They had, you know, other artistic collaborators, but there were no other dancers listed in the bio. So I'm wondering, does she really have a company, or is it just her and maybe a couple of pickup dancers as she needs them? You know, what?
It looks like a fellowship. In some ways.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what you mean by fellowship.
Well, I mean, it looks like that we're it is in support of her outstanding work.
Uh-huh.
But without that personality and that talent involved, does this happen? Does any of this happen?
Yeah.
And that's not unusual, mind you. But
mm-hmm. You have 2 minutes left in the discussion.
Okay.
So, Maggie, your point was that you didn't see any other dancers listed in the artistic
right.
And admin bios. Great, thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
You may want to take a look at the programs.
Ellie.
Yeah, I'll just echo that I had questions around the revenue picture as well. But then just in terms of organizational planning, I think that they identified some challenges and barriers to their company and their narrative. But I did really see the strategic plan going forward on how those barriers and challenges are being addressed in that org plan. I think, as someone said, it was a good review of what they're doing, what they're planning on doing, but curious about how they're going to be addressing some of those challenges.
1 minute.
And just for my notes, I'm sorry, those challenges are what again?
Well, they were saying that in the narrative they were mentioning about decreased participation or interest in, I'm trying to get to that section.
Got it. So the challenges that they were noting in their narrative.
Development.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just have time for one comment.
Mm-hmm.
going to call time.